Heaps happened on the weekend. So much to get to, so little time. One of the big events, though, was at the MCG yesterday. Melbourne fans finally getting a chance to celebrate with their team. And Simon Goodman finally getting a chance to have a chat to the fans. Kano finally got to say what he wanted to say, which was fantastic as well.
He did, and I had shivers down my spine when I actually heard him say it. It was a... I only saw it on social media, but I think a lot of clubs are going to be following suit after they win premierships in the coming years and doing something similar.
Gary Pert's been good enough to join us for Keezer, struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keezer. A few of them might be struggling with a little bit of back pain. I think a few of them had their Christmas party barefoot bowls on the weekend. Cheerio to all the Keezer staff out there. You're doing a great job. Gary Pert's on the line. Welcome to you, Perty. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne.
Good day.
Oh, look, it was a fantastic day to see over 30,000 D supporters all happily sitting there singing the song and, you know, celebrating with the players. And as you said, Goody and the coaches were there. It was a celebration of the whole club.
Purdy, I love the crowd watching along. They knew the result, so there wasn't the anxiety that you'd usually get watching the grand final. They were almost cheering before a goal was kicked. What was it like in the atmosphere? Take us through that.
Well, it's the perfect grand final, isn't it? You're only sitting there with the Melbourne supporters. You've got no other supporters from another club hassling you. You know the result. As you said, they watched the whole four quarters. They were cheering and screaming in the last quarter like it was the first time they'd seen it, but they were all commentating when the goals were coming up. So it was pretty well the perfect day, and they got right into it. And then afterwards, when the players come out, the whole MCG erupted. It was as an amazing day.
You got any merchandise left?
No, we've certainly sold a lot, but I think it's fantastic because, so many Melbourne supporters, we make the finals, we make a grand final, and I think they looked around and said they don't have a lot of apparel and merchandise over the years. So they've all rushed out. And the best thing is we just sell out continually of all our kids' range because all the kids are coming back and they were everywhere yesterday and getting photos with the cup. And that's really important for us as a club to be rebuilding those kids coming back after the recent success.
So financially, what's it done, Purdy? Like, can you put it into a figure for us or into context?
Well, I think this year it's simple to do because we're at best going to break even after being, smashed by COVID again. But we'll announce a profit of around $2 million. So we see that's a direct result of the finals and the premiership. And I reckon it'll add probably another couple of $1 million to our financial result next year because we'd expect, the membership is going really strongly. And I think we're going to have some pretty big blockbuster games. So, again, that's always great for clubs when we get the crowds coming back to the MCG. So it has a substantial impact.
And, Purdy, it is nice for the fans to be able to actually grab hold of, touch, feel, shake hands, get a selfie alongside the players. You, back in your day, were playing in the days when I think the fans could still run on and pat you on the backside whilst you're running off. There seems to be, in recent times, a bit more of a distance put between fans and the players. We don't tend to have or haven't been able to have those Sundays after the grand final win, the family days like we used to have. So it is nice that this opportunity still exists for fans to actually get together with players side by side and kind of feel part of it more than we have for a couple of years.
Yeah, there's no doubt the fans love it, but also the players do. I know that the players, when we won the premiership in Perth, they all said they couldn't wait to get back to the MCG to be there with the supporters. And they were interacting and mixing with the supporters all day. And they really enjoyed it. And you would have seen from social media that they were there with their families for the first time. Because, of course, in Perth, there was only 75 of us. So to come back, have the kids, have the families and friends with the players, this was their first chance that they had to reconnect as a group as well. And so they had a fantastic day and I got some amazing messages from the players afterwards. So the supporters loved it, but the players were exactly the same.
Big cheers for the players, as you said, but the star of the show, there was only one and it was that man, Neil Danaher.
Neil Danaher, yeah, he got a standing ovation, and I don't think there was a single person in the 30,000 that didn't have a tear in their eye. He was up there, and he was part of our formal presentations, and Simon Goodwin got up and gave him a huge big hug, and the crowd went crazy. But, you know, he's a really important part of this club. He's talked to the players over the years. He's got a really great connection with them, and Goody loves being around him. So, you know, he was really important, and to have him up there with David Meeks, and of course the supporters got to hear from Nathan Jones and Neville Jetta, who retired. So all of those special moments, we wouldn't have got at a normal grand final. So we wanted to make sure that the supporters had moments they'd remember for the rest of their lives.
Is it somewhat of a full stop on it? I mean, because things move so quickly and players back to training, and now you've got to defend the premiership, which is even harder maybe than winning one.
Yeah, I think in the big formalities, it was definitely a point that we're all working towards as a club. But the Cup will continue to be on tour. And as you know, it's travelled all around Melbourne, regional Victoria. It's now, as of tomorrow, I'm taking it up to Sydney, and we'll be taking it to our interstate supporters. So the Cup will continue on tour, and therefore, every time the Cup rolls up, there'll be some sort of celebration. But for the players, they're pretty clear. They start pre-season today, and their minds are focused. And I know Goody's going to have a big session with the players and staff to reset their heads for our next campaign, for our next premiership. But as a club, I think, you know, while the Cup's on tour, there'll still be an enjoyment of that. And that'll keep on going until people don't want to see the Cup and they've all had a photo.
And any time soon, we'll find out about the new Gosh's Paddock home where the Cup will reside, Purdy?
Well, they've put a big fence around the oval as of yesterday. So we start digging up the oval and turning that into an MCG-size ground, which is a critical element. As you guys know, we've been training for many, many years basically on a junior football oval. Now for us to be on an MCG size oval by the time we start the season next year, that's our first step. And then by the time we get to that point, hopefully we're a lot further down the track with the state government and the AFL on our broader facility. I've seen the designs. It looks magnificent. And you know, that's progressing, and it'll be worth the wait in the end.
And round one, the grand final rematch. How do you feel about that, opening up the season? I think it's terrific, and I guess you'd just be encouraging all the D's fans to back up the truck and buy the memberships if they possibly can.
You know, we'd love to see everyone just completely fill the MCG. As soon as we won the premiership, the next morning I rang Travis Old and said, mate, we owe it to the Melbourne fans, to for both clubs, the Melbourne supporters and the Bulldog supporters, to replay this game in Melbourne. I think it'll be a huge crowd. We'll unfurl the flag and make it, you know, something really special. But these are the sort of things we want to be part of. This is a club now. We want to be part of the blockbuster games. We want to be filling the MCG on a regular basis. It's a really exciting time.
So should the grand final rematch always be the season opener from now on?
Well, I love the idea of it, because already you've got the players talking about it. You've got the supporters excited about it. The clubs of the two teams, you've got the whole pre-season to be excited and focused about a big clash to kick off the season. So, look, I love the idea of it. This year it was really appropriate for us to do it because we were forced to play the interstate grand final, but I'd love to see it every year.
A couple of texts coming through on the Temper text for you, Purdy. When's your BNF?
So we've got that on the 17th of December. We've got 1,500 people, you know, filled the place there and be coming along. And again, that's always a special event for us, where we said to the supporters that instead of just having an online best and fairest straight after the season, we wanted to wait until we could share it with the supporters again. And the earliest that's been 17th of December. And like I said, 1,500 people there, and we'll hand out all our awards.
Nicely done. And Luke Jackson was a player who wasn't able to be there yesterday. He's in his home state of Perth. When do you expect him to return?
Well, you know, we've been sort of day by day reading the border restrictions and the ebb and flow of that. And we want Jacko to be able to spend that time with his family, because once the season really kicks in, we've had, you know, a lot of restrictions on the movement, the interstate movement of our players. So Jacko will be back, I'd say, straight after Christmas, but he's training very hard. He's on a very tight program over there. But, you know, the border restrictions have been a complication for our Adelaide and Perth players, and we've tried to work with that.
Purdy, great to have you on. In a word, because we're out of time before you go, who does win your best and fairest? Who was your best player this year?
We'll have to find that out. I'm not really sure. That's why I'm so excited about the 17th.
Got an opinion? Who was your best player, you think?
Oh, look, it could be Christian Petrarca. I thought Maxi Gorn was fantastic. Clayton Oliver's got to be right up there. I think there'll be four or five players that'll be within votes of each other. So it'll be way too close for me to guess at this stage.
Great to have you, Purdy. Always fantastic to have you on. Congratulations on your season and your day yesterday. Gary Peart joining us.